Masechet Makot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is going to talk about when a person goes into Galut, he goes into exile, when he kills somebody by mistake. We'll talk about the conditions in the Perek, but if somebody kills somebody by mistake, he has to leave his home, and he goes into the Galut, into exile, and he hides in an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge, and he stays there until the Kohen Gadol dies, and then he can go free. There are two points in him going to the Ir Miklat. Number one, it serves as punishment for the killer. And number two, it saves him from the Goel Hadam. It gives him protection from the victim's relative, who we know as the Goel Hadam, the Redeemer of Blood, who's technically allowed to avenge the death of his relative by killing the person who killed his relative. Once the killer, the unintentional killer, goes to the Ir Miklat, it's like a safe zone. The Goel Hadam is not allowed to kill him, but if he leaves the Ir Miklat before his term is over, like we said, his term is over when the Kohen Gadol dies, then the Goel Hadam is permitted to kill him. There are three levels to unintentional killing that we're going to discuss in this perek. The first one is regular shogeg. He killed by mistake. He did something careless, but not something that was extremely negligent. He didn't act that could cause harm, and therefore he should have been more careful. And in this type of situation, the Goel Hadam is allowed to kill him. And he's punished with going to the Ir Miklat, into exile. And if as long as he's in the Ir Miklat, he can't be killed. Number two is Karov Leonis, somebody who did something that was really not expected to cause any harm, and he didn't do anything that was really negligent, and he didn't need to take any precautions. Since it's so unexpected over here, and a person was killed, but the killer here is not held responsible whatsoever. He couldn't have foreseen what was going to happen, so therefore he's not punished with going into the Galut, and the Goel Hadam is not allowed to kill him, no matter what the situation is. And then we have the third case, which is Karov Lenezid, somebody who did a dangerous act, and he didn't take any precautions, and it led to somebody dying. So even though he didn't kill on purpose or with any intention, he did something that was very severe, and we're not going to count him going into the Galut as enough of a kapara. Rather, we leave his punishment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is going to punish him. And the Goel Hadam here is allowed to kill him, even if he's in an Ir Miklat. Ir Miklat does not help him. He's not required to go to Ir Miklat, and therefore, it does not provide him with any protection. He's free game, and he needs to take proper precautions to make sure that he does not get killed. Mishnah is now going to go through all of that case by case. Eluhein Hagolin, these are the people who go into exile. Ha-horeg nefesh bishkaga, somebody who kills a person. Bishkaga, by mistake, this is somebody who kills. But it's not completely unexpected, but at the same time, there was no real negligence on his part. He should have been more careful, but he didn't do something that was really irresponsible. Now we'll give examples. If somebody was pushing a roller, a stone tool that he would use to smooth out the plaster on his roof to avoid any leaks coming into his house, and he was pushing down towards the edge of the roof. The roofs in those days had a little bit of an incline downward in order to make sure that rainwater didn't collect on top of the roof. So he's pushing the roller downwards, and then the roller slips out of his hands. And it fell onto a person and killed him. Or he was lowering a barrel from a roof with a rope, and then the rope fell out of his hand, and the barrel fell, and it killed a person under it. Or he was climbing down a ladder, and he fell off the ladder onto a person and killed him. In each of these cases, the killer goes into the Galut, he goes to an Ir Miklat. But if he was pulling the roller, as opposed to the last case where he was pushing the roller, here he's pulling it upwards on a roof. And it fell on a person and killed him. Or he was raising a barrel with a rope. And the rope snapped and the barrel fell onto a person and killed him. or he was climbing up a ladder and he fell on a person and killed him. In each of these cases, the killer does not go into the exile. The killer did not do enough of a negligent act to warrant him going into the galut. And the reason is, the Mishnah says, Zakelal is the general rule. Kol shebederech yildato gole. Anything that happens by mistake while he was doing a downward motion, he was, for example, lowering a barrel down, in that case, like the first three cases we had in the Mishnah, we say, gole. He goes into exile. B'shelok bederech yildato. But if it wasn't, if he didn't kill while doing an action that was downwards but upwards, like the second three cases we listed in the Mishnah, in those cases, eno gole, he does not go into exile. We see from here a person is only, he's only guilty of doing something bishgaga, of doing something by mistake, which would warrant him to go to the Ir Miklat, when he does something that is derech yerida, he's lowering something. But if he does something that is rising something, that is not considered to be shogeg, that would make him go into the exile. The Rambam explains over here, that when somebody is bringing something upward, he doesn't expect it to fall at all because he's bringing it up. So therefore, it's completely unexpected and therefore he would not have to go to the Ir Miklat. But when somebody is lowering something with heavy objects, they tend to fall easily while they're being lowered downward. So he should have been a little bit more careful over there. So that's enough to consider him to be doing something that would warrant him to go into the Ir Miklat. The Torah gives us an example of a shogeg killing where somebody goes into galut, into the Ir Miklat. The pasuk says, "Va'asher yavo et re'ehu ba'ya'ar lachtov etzim." If somebody goes with his friend into the forest to chop wood, "V'nidha yado ba'garzen lichrot ha'etz," and his hand swings the axe to cut the tree, "V'nashal ha'barzel min ha'etz," and the metal part slips from the wood, "U'matza et re'ehu v'amet," and it finds his friend, and his friend dies. In that case, "Hu yanus et el ahat ha'arim ha'ele v'hai," the killer should run to one of those cities, talking about the Ir Miklat, and live. The Mishnah has a mahloket. What do we mean over here when we say that the iron slips from the wood? "Nishmat ha'barzel mikato v'harag." If a person was chopping wood and the iron blade of the axe fell off the handle and flew. While he was chopping it, it flew and it killed somebody. What's the halacha? Rabbi Omer eno gole. Rabbi says the wood chopper does not go into exile. Even though the Torah is telling us that when a person kills, when he's chopping wood, he goes into exile, it's not talking about that case. Says Rabbi, it's really talking about a case where he was chopping wood and he hit a tree, and then a piece of wood from the tree flew out and killed somebody. That's what he's talking about. But here, where he was actually chopping with an axe and the iron flew off, that's not considered to be a shogeg killing. Rather, that's considered to be a negligent killing. The wood chopper should have been very careful that the iron part of the axe was tight onto the wood. It was firm. And therefore, he was negligent. And for something negligent, he wouldn't go into the Ir Miklat. Something that he, the Ir Miklat's not going to save him for. V'hachamim omrim gole. But the rabbis say he doesn't go into exile. When the Torah tells us that the iron is slipping from the wood, it's talking about this case, when the iron blade of the axe slips out of the wooden handle. And therefore, the wood chopper would go into the galut, like the Torah tells us. Min ha'etz hamitbakeya. But if a person was chopping wood and he wasn't killed by the axe metal that flew and killed him, but by a piece of wood that was chopped, and he was chopping the wood, like we said before, a piece of wood flew out and killed somebody. Rabbi Omer gole. Rabbi says the wood chopper goes into exile. When the Torah tells us that the iron slips from the wood, it's talking about this case where the iron blade of the axe causes wood from the tree to fly up and kill somebody. And therefore, it's the wood chopper would go into the galut, like the Torah tells us. V'chamim omrim eno gole. But the rabbis say he does not go into exile. The Torah is not referring to this case. This case where the wood flies off is not his fault whatsoever. It's not even considered to be shogeg, and therefore he would not have to go to the Ir Miklat. Like we said earlier, their opinion is where the axe blade is flying off and killing somebody. That's considered to be what the Torah is talking about. Masechet Makot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about more cases of killing that happened by mistake and see if they need exile. As we mentioned earlier, there are three types of killing that could happen unintentionally. Shogeg, which is somebody who's careless but not extremely negligent. He would go to the Ir Miklat. Someone who's karov leones, somebody who does it where it's totally unexpected and out of the norm. He doesn't even need to go to the Ir Miklat. And thirdly, you have the karov lemezid, somebody who's super dangerous in what he does. He doesn't take any precautions, and then he killed somebody. That person doesn't even help him to go to the Ir Miklat. Wouldn't be unintentional. So here we're going to try and find that middle zone of somebody who's negligent, but not super negligent, something they couldn't really foresee. Mishnah says, Hazorek evin l'reshut harabim v'harag. If somebody throws a stone during the daytime to a public area, but that public area is not really used much, there's not many people there, it's rare for people to be around, and that stone hits somebody and kills them, harezeh goled, the thrower goes into exile. The area that he threw it into is not usually used during the daytime. The thrower here, therefore, is not considered to be super negligent. But on the other hand, he's throwing a stone during the daytime, and it's possible that somebody's going to be there, so he should have been more careful. So we say the killing is an actual case of shogeg, and the thrower should go into galut. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, im mikishyatzta ha'eved miado, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if the victim who eventually died was not within the path of the stone when it was thrown, but eventually the stone was in the air, it was already thrown. Then the person who eventually got killed stuck his head out of a window, for example, and into the path of the stone, and he got hit by the stone and died. The thrower is exempt from exile, even though the killing here is not completely unexpected, because he threw a stone where people usually walk through. But the Gemara learns out from here that the killer does not go into exile in this type of scenario where the stone was going to a spot where nobody was going to get hurt, and he already left his hand, and he's not responsible once the stone is in the air. Then somebody went in the path. The killer here would not have to go to galut. The Mishnah now talks about somebody who, by mistake, killed somebody within his own property. Zarak et ha'evin lahatzero v'harag. If somebody threw a stone into his own property, his own courtyard, and killed somebody who was there, halakha is as follows, depending on the allowance of the person who got killed to come into the yard. If the person who was killed had permission to go into the yard, then the killer, the thrower of the stone, is gole, goes into exile, because he should have taken a little bit more precaution, because he knew that other people had the ability to come into his yard. But if the person who was killed did not have permission, in other words, he was trespassing on somebody else's yard, and then the thrower does not go into galut, into exile. How does he learn this out? Like the pasuk says, if somebody goes with his friend into the forest, so we learn from here, the Torah is giving us the example of a forest to tell us that just like the forest is a place where both the killer and the victim have permission to go into, so too every situation of a person who kills Beshogeg and we make him go to the Ir HaMiklat is only if both of them were allowed to enter that spot. This excludes a killing that happened in somebody's own yard where the person who was killed would not have permission to enter that spot. Another Tana learns a different halakha from this pasuk. Abba Shaul Omer. Abba Shaul says, we have the example in Torah of the chopping of the tree to teach. Just like chopping a tree is a voluntary act and it's not an act of a mitzvah, a killer would only go into the Ir Miklat, only go into exile, if he killed while he was doing a davar reshut, a voluntary act. But if he was doing a mitzvah, he would not go into the galut. Yatza, what do we exclude then what type of case do we exclude of a person going into galut? Ha'av ha'maked beno, v'harav harode'et talmido, a father who's hitting his son in order to discipline him and educate him, even though you shouldn't kill him, obviously. Here he did it by mistake. In that case, he was doing his job of chinuch, of father, of being a good father, of teaching his son the right way. Obviously, this is not telling us to hit our kids. This is a situation where he thought he was going to just lightly discipline him and he ended up killing him. And same thing with a teacher who disciplines his student and kills him by mistake. He's punishing him, he's trying to educate him properly, and he ends up going overboard and he kills him. Ushliach Bet Din, and a representative of the Bet Din who's giving Malkut, the 39 lashes, and while he's giving those lashes, he kills somebody by mistake. We would think, if we didn't have this example of somebody who's doing something for Davar Eshut, we would think that these people also should go into the Galut. Kamash Malan, we learn from here that since these three examples are mitzvot, somebody who kills Beshogeg while doing them would not go into Galut.